10 Reasons Not to Fall in Love by Linda Green. Read by Susie Aitchison. Chapter 1. My hand reached out sleepily across the bed to touch the man who wasn't there, who hadn't been there for a year now. Time, it turned out, was actually a lousy healer, with fake qualifications and dodgy references. On realizing the date, my eyelids refused to open. I heard a canal boat chugging past outside my bedroom window, a car door slamming in the cobbled side street below, Nina's dog barking next door. Familiar sounds, reassuring me that although the 25th of November had indeed come around again, life was continuing as normal outside the four walls of our home. I rolled over to the other side of the bed, to Alfie, feeling his chest rising and falling next to me. Instinctively, I pulled him closer, buried my head in his hair and breathed him in. Any second now he would wake, and from that point on I would have a smile on my face, do everything I could to make his special day a memorable one, for the right reasons this year. These were my last moments to myself, a time for quiet reflection and contemplation. Bastard. Fucking bastard. There is no such thing as a good time to be left, but I had to hand it to Richard. Walking out on me and Alfie on the night of our son's first birthday had demonstrated exquisitely bad timing. It also suggested that he'd been waiting to do it for some time, but had wanted to ease his conscience by saying at least he'd given it a year, so that if people ever asked how old his son had been when he'd left, he could say one, rather than 11 months, which somehow sounded less brutal. And there was the present thing as well, of course.